Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.
One of the strongest instincts that we have as humans, or the strongest instinct that we have as humans, is to eat and to drink. We experience hunger, we experience thirst, and we experience it very acutely because we have a desire to live and to keep ourselves alive. God has given us life and has given us this fundamental desire to stay alive. And to stay alive, we eat and we drink. That's why, because that desire is so strong in us, it easily gets out of control. Gluttony is a very commonly occurring sin. Precisely because that desire is so strong, our interior woundedness so deep, we fall into sins of gluttony. But that's not the point here. The point is, we have this desire, and this desire points to our innate desire to live. And our Lord in the Eucharist says he is that true bread that fulfills that hunger and thirst, satiates that hunger and that thirst. Our Lord himself wants to satisfy our desire for life. He is our very life. And that consideration is very important, especially if we try to look at it by comparison. Again, comparing that hunger and thirst that we experience just as human beings, that hunger and thirst of the body, with our Lord's desire to satiate that hunger and thirst with himself, with the Eucharist. If we look at life, how much of life is a pursuit, literally, for food of the body? And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. We are made with a body, we have to eat, but sometimes it becomes life itself. You know, we spend time thinking, what are we going to have for breakfast? Where am I going to go for breakfast? What am I going to have for lunch? Where am I going to go for lunch? What am I going to have for dinner? Where am I going to go for dinner? We shop, we research, we spend time thinking, preparing, etc., and dedicating a lot of time to food. And again, that's life. To some extent, we can't get away from that. And our Lord has made us that way. But especially if we look at the saints, we can lose due proportion. We dedicate so much time to living life for food of the body, we miss out on what life is really about. And God himself wants to satiate our desire, our hunger, and our thirst. That's why the saints, again, spent as much time as they could in front of the Blessed Sacrament. The saints celebrated Mass devoutly. They adored our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. They received him frequently. They spent time before him, etc., etc. Because they realized that's what life is really about. This hunger and thirst of the body, well, it's our human condition here on earth. Can't get away from it. But there's a deeper desire that God himself wants to satiate in us in the Blessed Sacrament. He wants to give us himself. In the opening collect, we prayed, and we prayed this previously already in Easter, we prayed to receive all that God wants to give us, to receive all that God has promised us. And he has promised us life and life to the fullest, which includes eating and drinking. So yes, it's okay to, in an orderly way, enjoy food and drink. That's part of life. But he has come to give us life to the fullest. He has come to also give us a bread that comes from heaven, a bread that satiates a deeper desire, a bread that gives us a much deeper satisfaction, an eternal satisfaction. And we experience that. Okay, we know that intellectually, but it's only when we experience it that we truly can become convinced of it, by spending time before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, spending as much time as possible before him in the Blessed Sacrament, receiving him frequently, receiving him devoutly, and allowing him to satiate us as he has promised he would do. The bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Let's make that prayer our own. Lord, give us this bread always. Give us faith and love for you in the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist. Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.